Hello, this is Senator Rusty Black with your weekly Capitol update. This week, the Missouri Senate continued its work on both legislation and the state budget. As we move deeper into the final stretch of session, one of the most significant developments came Wednesday when the Senate Appropriations Committee voted to pass House Bills 2002 through 2013, the core operating budget bills for fiscal year 2027. These measures fund state departments and services across Missouri, and voting them out of committee prepares the Senate to take up the budget bills on the floor in the coming weeks. The Senate floor was also active this week. On Wednesday evening, House Joint Resolutions 173 and 174 were third read and passed by the Senate after an adoption of a Senate substitute. These proposed constitutional amendments now return to the House for further action before they can be placed before Missouri voters this fall. The measures create a framework for how Missouri would eliminate the state income tax while protecting funding for schools, modernizing our tax code, and helping Missouri remain competitive in attracting jobs and investments. Ultimately, Missouri voters would have the final say at the polls in November. On Thursday, I had the pleasure of visiting with some Savannah FFA members as they visited the state capitol while between their events at the Missouri FFA convention. Congratulations to all the recipients of state FFA degrees and those participating in contests this week. As always, it is an honor to represent the people of the 12th District. With budget work intensifying and several important issues continuing to move through the process, I will keep working to support responsible legislation and a state budget that reflects Missouri's values and priorities.